So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
That right now is the time every week we're on this very radio show we are privileged to bring on via the fan hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, Mr. Bob Pompiani of KDKA-TV, and of course, the Pomp and Joe Show. Hello, Pomp. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Mosey. How are you doing? And Donnie and everybody down at the Rivers Casino.
We are doing well. You know what I'm going to do? I teased something, and then Donnie kind of got in my ear. He's like, you know Pomp's coming up next. I was like, oh, yeah. Stupid old me.
I'm very forgettable.
Here is what I was going to say. I was going to say that there was one thing as we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and where we'd slot him in among the seven AFC starting quarterbacks for these playoffs. There's one thing I know he does well that I very much have confidence in when it comes to him, but it comes with a catch, and it's this. I do think that you can't exaggerate, that you can't overstate the degree to which he does more than pretty much any of these guys, even Josh Allen. He knows what he's seeing. He knows what he's supposed to do to the extent that football is a chess match on the field between defensive coordinator and quarterback. I think Rodgers can win that battle. My catch-22 is it's like the mind is willing and the body doesn't always have the ability to take advantage of what the mind knows. So how would you respond to that statement about him overall as a player?
I think that's pretty accurate, actually. I mean, his mind and his arm are still what they were back in his Green Bay days. I think he can deliver the ball with accuracy. Donnelly, he knows how to do it, when to do it. But you never know. I mean, against a good defense like Houston, hits him a couple of times, and he gets, I'm sure, at age 42, you are worried about it. I keep going back to that hit in that Buffalo game where Bosa hit him from behind, and he had that look on his face. And I just think that's natural when you've been around as long as he's had. But yeah, the other stuff works, and you know sometimes that's a bigger advantage than anything else you can do physically. If you can play that game with a defense that is fairly elite all the way through, I think you have a chance to have some success.
Bob, where would you rate him if you were ranking the starting quarterbacks for the AFC teams in these playoffs? Where is Rodgers on that list?
Currently I'd put him ahead of Stroud. I don't think C.J. Stroud's had that as good a year as I thought he might have. Still very, very potentially solid quarterback for years to come. I'm not going to put him ahead of Josh Allen. I'm not going to put him ahead of Trevor Lawrence, only because those are younger, right in the middle of their careers. But I think, again, the mind and the arm can compensate for some of that in critical situations where some of these young guys, and we've seen them throw interceptions like Justin Herbert. I still like Justin Herbert. So even though, again, most of this is age-related, I guess, Chris, you know, he's one of those guys that I would say – I still would want on my team Justin Herbert. He's tough as nails because he gets hit a lot, and their offensive line has been crumbling there. I think at this stage, Drake May is emerging, but I still think I'd rather have Rodgers at this time of the year.
Really?
Just because, yeah, because Drake May hasn't gone through this yet, and I want to see what he does. I've seen guys who look really good in the regular season get to a postseason and then, you know, get shell-shocked a little bit. So I think if you're going to ask me straight up for this week, I'd rather have Rodgers.
May is, I think, I'm going to say 52% of me thinks May's going to be the NFL MVP.
As do I. But again, I'm basing this on the fact that I haven't seen him yet in this kind of situation where, you know, everything's on the line. And I've seen guys in their first or second go-around of this throw interceptions that they can't explain or they haven't done throughout the course of the season. So I'm betting that Rodgers will avoid those kinds of things. He hasn't thrown an interception since November the 9th. He knows how to play this kind of, you know, high-stakes poker game. And so that's why I'm going with him over him.
Talking, of course, with KDKA-TV's Bob Pompiani, I will be going like Moses Malone for my faux fourth straight nightly sports call appearance this evening, Bob. So I'm sure.
Yes, you will. Rich will be on with you tonight. So I'll miss you.
Rich will be on. You will, but we've talked plenty this week, and we've talked about this game plenty. I did say to start today's show that unlike really the last at least three Steelers playoff games, and maybe four if you think about that 2020 game where they were coming in, broadly speaking, pretty much reeling, albeit against the Browns they were playing, this feels like the first time since at least 2020 and maybe further back where I actually feel like they have a decent like over 40% chance to win this game, like where it's close to a 50-50. And the spread kind of indicates that. They're 3.5-point underdogs in their own building. But how do you look at this? Does this seem like a game where they're not just drawing dead because they're going up against one of the AFC's elite quarterbacks?
I think because Aaron Rodgers has that cachet about him, and we've seen it now down the stretch, not so much obviously in the Cleveland game, but when he's in a position where he can make people better because of his accuracy and his throws and what he does, I think those guys start to believe around him, and I think there's something to be said for that in this game. However, this is one of those things where the Steelers have had a habit of falling behind pretty early in games and not scoring much in the first quarter. I think those two things have to change in this game. The last thing you want to do is fall behind and kind of get away from what you're supposed to do and play catch up against that team. That's what that, you know, they're plus 17, I think, in the giveaway takeaway department. They know how to get after you without blitzing. They have elite people on the outside, and they have a safety's very good as well. Petrie is one of the more underrated guys, I think, in the game. So they don't have any weaknesses there. So if you fall behind, you play right into their game. And I don't think you want to go through that again.
No, I would say that's a pretty safe bet. You don't want to go through that with this team, because if they get up 10, the game is pretty much over, in my opinion. Unlike against even a team like the Ravens, I think that defense is that good. Mike Tomlin, I mentioned too, probably, Bob, looks at the Texans and thinks, man, I would love to basically have the horses that D'Amico Ryans does. Anderson, Danielle Hunter, Stingley, Petrie, Kamari Lassiter's really good. Al Shaier, the linebacker, just is a very violent football player in a complimentary way. I mean that. Speaking of Tomlin, what do you make of the fact that even though they won this game, just generally speaking, the insiders around the league are still not ruling out the idea that Mike might just want to pursue new challenges whenever this season actually ends for the Steelers?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, if that happens, I wouldn't be surprised, because I've said to Joe before, and probably to you guys, that I think it would take him being the one who orchestrates this, who's the first guy to say, hey, I'm going to approach ownership and talk about it. But as far as television, I heard that. Joe told me you had he was on your show yesterday talking about television, like he had an offer already ready to go. I still think he doesn't want to do that. I don't think that's something he's viewed as an opportunity to take some time off. I think if he may take a year off, maybe. And if he does, I think he wants to get right back into the football game. I don't think television, although I think he'd be very good at it, but I don't think he's pursuing that or would want to be pursued.
All right, Bob, I'm going to leave you with this one. Ready? You have to do this, even though it's a day later this game. You got to get put in the hot seat here. Steelers-Texans. Steelers bidding for their first playoff win since the 2016 season. What do you got in this game?
I've got a defensive struggle on both sides. I think it's going to be one of those games. I think the Steeler defense will make one more play maybe than the Houston defense. I just think they're not going to make mistakes on offense, the Steelers I'm talking about, because of Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be put, in a position where he's going to have to make some tight throws. I think he's capable. I said at the beginning of the year, because I was somewhat bullish on this, that they'd win a couple of playoff games. So I'm not going to have to go away from that. I think 19-9 Steelers win in a very low-scoring game.
19-9. I mean, given the way mostly these two teams play offense, Bob, that'll feel insurmountable for the Steelers if they get up by 10 at any point. I respect the boldness of your prediction, Bob. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Chris. Have a good night tonight, and we'll see you again over the weekend or whenever. So it should be a fun Monday night for sure. I'm just, we were playing back some of the audio and some of the great plays, or even this past, the fourth quarter, the crowd, but the Cueto chant, all these different things that have happened. Man, people are missing that stuff, these drama games that are filled with emotion, and fans just go nuts over them. So hopefully we'll have one of those.
Bob? I hope so as well. I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, Chris. Take care.